Nolte, Chuck Todd has only two examples proving media didn't cover up for Biden, and one is BS. By John Nolte on April 30, 2025. When it comes to the regime media conspiring with the Biden White House to cover up Joe Biden's mental and physical collapse, there are two camps of liars. One camp of liars holds people like CNN's Jake Tapper, NBC's Kristen Welker, and Axios' Alex Thompson. Their laughable lie, despite a pile of video and news reports proving otherwise, is that the White House fooled them into believing Biden was sharp as a tack. "We were too gullible," they claim. "We were too trusting," they say. "We are victims of a deception," they confess. Of course, they are lying. They all saw what we all saw, but they chose to participate in the cover-up of a brain-dead president. Further, many even attacked and demeaned those of us who dared point out the emperor had no brain. As I wrote last week about these irredeemable degenerates, there will be no redemption, no moving on, no accepting of apologies, and no forgiveness without the acknowledgement of sin. Without confession, there is no absolution, which means we will be throwing the sharp as a tack hoax in their smug faces at every opportunity until the sun dies. But now we have a second camp, a camp of one populated with unemployed podcaster Chuck Todd. And in Todd's sorry little camp, the media did not conspire with the White House to cover for Joe Biden. Good heavens, for Chuck Todd, the media, including his brave self, blew the story wide open about Biden's infirmities. And as the kids say, he brought receipts. All two of them. This must be watched to be believed. "The media didn't miss this story," says an indignant Todd. David Ignatius wrote a very high-profile column in October of 23, saying, "Is he really running again? This doesn't seem like a good idea. People like me were promoting Dean Phillips's campaign because Biden was running." The reason I added the video is that Todd's argument, his defense of the very people who DEI'd him out of the job, is too lame to be believed. To begin, because I'm feeling generous on this beautiful Wednesday morning atop the Blue Ridge Mountains, I won't quibble over the Ignatius column. Fine. One Washington Post columnist, not a journalist, suggested Biden was too old to run for re-election. One. Meanwhile, in that very same newspaper, and as late as June of 2024, we got this, not from pundits or opinion columnists, but so-called journalists. Headline: How Republicans Used Misleading Videos to Attack Biden in a 24-Hour Period. President Biden, who at 81 is a couple of decades younger than many of the veterans he honored during Thursday's D-Day commemoration in Normandy, nonetheless found his age and fitness in the spotlight as selectively edited clips of him circulated online to paint the picture of a physically and mentally challenged commander-in-chief. The 80th anniversary of D-Day quickly became the latest example of the fast spread of politically damaging manipulated videos, highlighting how the politics of misinformation and conspiracy theories do not stop at the water's edge, and seem certain to continue through November. Cover-up? I don't see no cover-up, George. Can we go and see the rabbits now, George? Can we go and see the rabbits? But the most spectacularly dishonest part of Todd's statement is the LOL claim he reported on Joe Biden's mental deterioration by promoting Dean Phillips's campaign. What the what? For those of you who don't know, and why would you? Dean Phillips is a Democrat congressman from Minnesota who briefly and futilely competed against Slow Joe for the 2024 Democrat nomination. The reason you do not remember Dean Phillips is because the Democrats and their corporate media allies conspired to strangle the Phillips campaign in the crib, in large part with their "Joe Biden is better than he has ever been" hoax. Honestly, on what planet does Chuck Todd live where he equates his promoting the campaign of Dean Phillips to reporting the truth about Joe Biden's mental incapacity? So, what? Todd hosted Phillips a few times on Meet the Press or MSNBC. That has zero to do with reporting the truth about Biden's frailty and incapacity. The biggest political story of this new century. And Todd suddenly decides to get all subtle and subliminal about reporting on it through covering another campaign? And this, in his sleepy eyes, makes him a hero of some sort and gets the regime media off the hook for this. Yes, the legacy media were so much a part of the conspiracy that they gave Biden the questions beforehand. Oh, and here's Chuck Todd admitting in July of last year, that's after the debate that ended Biden's campaign, that he didn't tell the public what he knew, that he and the rest of the media were having conversations. These people deserve only our bottomless contempt. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.